Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding of the communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth, bringing you that uplifting and positive news every Monday. Tim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Out of school for a month. This no homework is amazing. Never had so much free time in my entire life. That's what it feels like. I'm working 6 days a week because I feel like I'm just being completely unproductive if I'm not. So yeah, I'm in a good spot. How was Layla's room coming?
Man, let me tell you, JP, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I say I'm stressed, man. I am stressed. It's coming together slowly. It's starting to look good, but man. I finally, you know, got the floors and the walls and stuff done. I put together a dresser yesterday, which took me like 4 hours. And now I need to, you know, finish up this crib, which is ridiculous. It has like 500 pieces. It's like level 100 in Tetris. It just doesn't make any sense, man.
Level 100 in Tetris. Incredible, Tim, that I'm using that next time I can't put something together.
Man, this is ridiculous. Like, I thought it was going to be like, okay, I can probably get this done in an hour. Negative. It's going to take me like all day today, maybe tomorrow morning, who knows.
How long did it take you to get the floor up? Like, what happened? Because you were doing that for weeks.
Man, so I got up like 2 or 3 pieces and I just couldn't do it anymore. So I had to call some friends over and they kept like leaving me hanging. And then finally, they all just came over one day and they tore up about half of the room and then they gave up. So then I finally like tore it up the rest and it was pretty easy after that. Just the middle part of the room was ridiculous. But after I got that up, everything went kind of smooth, cleaned everything up, put the floors down, all that good stuff.
First time daddy.
Yeah, man, the struggle is real. I thought I was ready. Life said, hell, mom.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are ready for some positive news. Tim, you have 9, I have 6. So how about you start it off?
Cool, man. I'll start off with this one. So a physics professor at Arkansas State University basically is being praised all over social media because he did something that we've talked about on here before, and I thought was really awesome. So he had a student email him and say, I know it's finals week. I just won't be able to make it to class. I do not have a babysitter. My babysitter is sick right now. And the professor, being as cool as he is, was like, you know what? Go ahead and bring your child to class. I understand, you know, the issues and stuff does happen, but you really don't want to miss this class. So that's exactly what she did. And the coolest thing about that story is he held the baby while it was crying in class and taught his lesson on the board. Like it was nothing. Somebody caught a cool picture of it. I thought it was really awesome because I know we've heard about plenty of cool teachers and awesome teachers that do amazing things. And this is just one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, going to school for 15 weeks and they can't do a final is pretty depressing. So the fact that teacher went above and beyond to help out that student is pretty amazing.
Exactly. Shout out to Bruce Johnson, Professor Bruce Johnson. I apologize.
Yes, sir. My first positive news story is about a 4-year-old boy. His name is Michael. He donated his bone marrow to his little brother, Sonny and Gia, because he wants to be a superhero. Now, this is a real Avengers, not the ones in the movie.
Right.
Michael is the true hero. His brothers were born with, it's a very big word, chronic granulomatous disease. I'm pretty sure I didn't say the G word right, but it's called CGD, in which the immune system does not work properly, meaning even a common cold could be life-threatening. One of the only ways to help is to get a bone marrow from a family member, and the 4-year-old was the best match. The doctor said, might be a little hard on the 4-year-old, and that's when Michael said, I want to be a real-life superhero. I love Captain America as well as Spider-Man, Batman, Superman. He didn't mention Flash, Tim.
I know. Tears.
And he was like, I'm excited to join their ranks. Donated the bone marrow. His brothers are doing better. They've got the whole disease is gone. And they took a picture with basically Michael has his shirt on, says I'm a superhero. And I think it's awesome.
Hex, yeah, that's awesome, man. That makes me like really, really happy to hear the fact that he wanted to be a superhero and now he officially is.
Yes, sir.
He's definitely up for a positive truth person of the year, man.
Passing everybody.
I'm saying. Oh, man. Well, I got a cool kid story as well, man. So every Tuesday, this little dude, he goes outside every day, right? He lives in Mississippi. His family's from Alabama. But every Tuesday, he goes outside and he waits for his friends. So check this out. One day, this lady, her name is Kathleen. Her and her family, they moved from Alabama to Mississippi. And they're in this new neighborhood, don't really know anybody. And one day she was outside of her house. It was on a Tuesday. Trash guys were coming by to pick up the trash. And one of the sanitation men yelled, Roll Tide, because she was wearing an Alabama sweater, which, you know, that's pretty much the rally cheer for Alabama and Crimson Tide, their football games, if you ever watch it on TV, or the basketball games. And she kind of smiled and waved back. And her son was outside with her at the time, right? So the next week, he got so excited because he knew they were coming back. He went outside, he waved at them, you know, and of course they waved back being nice guys and everything. And this happened every week, every single week. Now we're at Halloween. His son was so happy like that he gets a wave at them and that they're his friends that he asked his mom to make them gifts, like some candy and stuff on Halloween. And then Christmas comes up and they do it for Christmas as well. This kid loves these guys so much that they actually one day finally stopped, talked to him for a little bit, took some pictures, created handshakes. And I just thought it was amazing the fact that this little kid isn't judging anybody. And these are two black men and a young white male, a young white boy, 3 years old, not judging anybody, doesn't know color, just knows happiness and friendly. And I just saw the picture and it made me smile because you see them giving dap to each other. And it made me think like how innocent children are and how they aren't corrupted by any adults around them at such a young age. It just made me happy to see.
I mean, if we're being 100% honest, anytime you create a special handshake with someone, you're pretty much friends for life.
Absolutely. You never forget it, too. You may forget, like, the whole handshake, but you remember parts, for sure.
So that's how I know you have too many friends, Tim.
Southside problem.
So, you want to do another one since you have 9?
Oh, absolutely, man. I have a story about a Kentucky, wow. So check this out. Basically, the Kentucky's Attorney General, he had joined teachers and students at the 6th District Elementary School in Covington on Tuesday to honor a contribution made by the late Alvin L. Ranlett to help protect Kentucky's children. So following his passing in 2015, Ranlett, a former 32-year employee of the Covington Independent School District, donated his estate, which was more than $175,000, to the Office of the Attorney General's Child Victims Trust Fund. Basically, the donation helps protect children from abuse, a cause Ranlett embraced while serving as a janitor at the 6th District Elementary School. I just thought it was amazing, something we definitely need to talk about because I'm sure this isn't on the news ever, anywhere. So yeah, man, I thought this was really awesome because to donate your whole entire estate after you pass, I'm sure he had family he could have donated to, but he donated to something he was passionate about. I thought that was pretty amazing.
Absolutely, man. You donated an estate. That's pretty crazy.
I know, man. That's ridiculous.
This isn't near as crazy because this person has he gets pretty decent paychecks. But there is a basketball player, plays in Golden State, named Kevin Durant.
Ah.
He has announced that he will fully cover the college tuition of 4 kids from a local Boys and Girls Club. Durant said, you know, he could have told them to chase their dreams. Said he just simply nodded along at their plan they already had in motion. He said they already have goals to go into college. And he was like, I came here to judge Youth of the Year Award. And he was so enamored by these 4 students. He was like, I don't want to give it to one person. I want to give scholarships to all 4 of you all. So, yeah, shout out to KD. He said, I don't want to just tell you to follow your dreams. I want to help you along the way.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to KD, man. He does so many positive things in this world that maybe we don't even get to talk about. And the fact that he has, you know, such a bad name here in Oklahoma sucks. But, you know, basketball is life, so. it's pretty awesome, though. To give out, like, college is expensive. That's something we definitely got to talk about on a Friday topic. But it's definitely important. So shout out to him for, you know, helping these kids achieve their dream.
Absolutely. Well, you got Tim.
Man, I have a short one real quick. The Cherokee Nation is donating almost $500,000 to Oklahoma volunteer fire departments. There's over 131 volunteer fire departments in Oklahoma, and they're federally recognized by the government of Cherokee, and they definitely want to help them out because they know they don't get the same money that some of these other fire stations do, and I thought that was amazing.
Hold up, how much money are they donating?
Almost $500,000.
Woof.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's a good amount of money right there. Absolutely. Nice piece of change.
Absolutely. Well, I think this is a good time to take a break, talk about our sponsors and our t-shirts.
We're absolutely
sponsored by Hubbly Bubbly OKC and Trifecta OKC. The best place to hang out in OKC late nights, Hubbly Bubbly. And for any of your, I guess it's a, is it called Shisha? Shisha? What is it called, Tim?
Shisha.
There we go. Shisha needs, go to Trifecta OKC, where we actually record the Friday episodes if you see us on the videos. So absolutely, shout out to them. Positive Truth also likes to give back. We do t-shirts. They have, you know, the logo on the front, logo on the back. They're $20. All of that money is given in donations to the Positive Tomorrows OKC. Check out our interview we did with them.
Yay, yay.
Rain for sexual assault victims and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We're just trying to give back and spread information about our podcast. If you want a t-shirt, you can basically email us. It's on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast as well. And we'll send you a t-shirt. Or if you want to get one sent to you for free, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes with a comment. Email it to us and we'll send you one. Or get 10 people to like our Instagram at the Positive Truth Podcast, Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, or our Twitter, TPT_podcast. And yeah, we'll send you a t-shirt. And it's for a good cause because we still donate the money after you get the t-shirt for free. So if you want to help out in your community, help out the Positive Truth, get a nice t-shirt. And Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm grateful for so much. I'm grateful for the fact that we just went to the doctor and it seems like everything's going good with the baby. We got, you know, about 3 weeks and 5 days left. I'm definitely thankful for every DIY video that's out there that helped me almost finish this room. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for the Positive Truth. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for family. Thankful for my mom checking up on me, even though she's in Michigan. I'm thankful for it all, man. What about yourself?
Tim, you are awakened in a good mood today, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, this, like, the fact that this room is almost done, I feel like just a whole house was lifted off my shoulders.
Tim, I'm thankful for you. You want to know why? Because remember, we did the live show coming out soon on one of our Friday episodes, and one of my coworkers came, and she was like, she was talking about how much fun she had. Is trying to tell all my coworkers to come next time we have a live show. She was like, I really like Tim. Tim's so positive. He brings out the best in you, JP. You're up here just quiet, not talking to anybody. But Tim makes you smile. So you should really hang out with him more often. I was like, wow.
That's the best compliment ever. Wow. Wow. Tell her I said thank you. And JP, you definitely need to smile more often, man.
It's natural mean face. And the memes in the memes in quotation marks, because we don't want to say what it actually is on this podcast.
Oh man, that's too funny.
But yeah, back to the positive news stories. Hopefully you just didn't do the 15-second skip through all that.
We bore them, we know we do.
We're bringing the positivity, man. Speaking of that, have you ever heard of the Henry Street Settlement?
I've never heard of that.
It's because we don't live in New York. It's It's on the, it says the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It delivers a wide range of social service, arts, and healthcare programs to more than 60,000 New Yorkers each year. It basically, it provides education opportunities for low-income youth. And they just got a $6.24 million donation.
Jeez. You know who donated that money?
Sylvia Bloom Margoyles. I probably ruined the last name. She was 97, and she basically amassed that much money. And she said, the only reason I had an opportunity to make that much money was because whenever I was a youth, I was offered educational opportunities that helped me further my future. So now she wanted to give back to an institution that was helping thousands of young people just like herself. And I think it's awesome.
That is pretty awesome, man. Dang, that's a lot of money, though.
I mean, when you're 97, you might as well donate it to a good cause because you don't have much time to use it all.
That's true. That is very true. Shout out to her, man. Well,
what do you got, Tim?
Leads me to my next story I thought was pretty cool. So, basically, hold on one sec. Okay. Sorry about that. Basically, check this out. So, there's this this man, he's in the military, and he was on his way home because his wife was getting ready to give birth, and he got stuck at the airport because of a flight delay. His name is Brooks Lindsay, and because his flight got delayed, he wasn't able to make it home, but he was stuck at the airport. And one of the coolest things happened. He was able to watch his wife deliver his child through FaceTime technology, man. It's crazy. So basically, this whole moment was captured on camera. Like, not video, but people were taking pictures of him and stuff. And he was watching his wife give birth. Somebody knew the story because he was talking to him about it, and he was a little stressed out. He moves over to the side. He's on the phone with his wife from 3:55 to 5:45. And his wife gave birth to their son. And long story short, the whole airport that was around there started clapping for him and just went wild. Basically, he was super happy. He made it home. And became friends with one of the guys on Facebook. He uploaded some pictures, and it's like a pretty cool article you guys can check out with the pictures of him holding his child. But I thought it was super positive, the fact that, like, something that negative, because I couldn't imagine not being there whenever, you know, Edna gives birth. And the fact that he wasn't there, but people around him supported him and uplifted him, I thought was pretty amazing and something that we needed to share here on The Positive Truth.
That is pretty awesome that everyone stood up and cheered for him.
Heck yeah, man.
So where you're going to post that on the Facebook page?
Oh, absolutely. At www.facebook.com/The Positive Truth Podcast.
It's the first time I've ever seen someone do www in a while. But
yeah, that's true. I apologize.
It's all good. www.google.com.
Man, I remember when everybody used to do that. Times have changed.
Shout out to dial-up.
For sure, man. Well, I got like four more, so I'm gonna knock out another one real quick. There's this eighth grader. She lives in Austin, Texas. She's only 13 years old, and she built a website that matches people with shelter dogs.
Wait, what?
Exactly, man. There's a video I could share to the Facebook page as well, but let me talk to you guys about it for one sec. So basically, it was a school project, and she decided to do something that she was truly passionate about, and her school project was called Passion Project, which is pretty cool. And her website now has 10,000 views. Five dogs have gotten adopted so far just through the website. And the website also encourages people who received a score between 0 and 10% to adopt a cat instead, because they have like a little test to find out what dog is good for you.
And she developed this at 13?
13 years old. That's crazy, man.
As someone that just finished a programming class, I feel very inadequate. But that is amazing.
Absolutely, man. How many more stories you have left?
I have four.
Four? Cool. Go ahead and knock a couple out. I have three left.
I have a story. Actually, I only have three. So I have a 96-year-old World War II vet. Went back. Got his degree. After seven decades off. And I think it's awesome. His name's Bob Barger. He graduated May 5th, 2018 from the University of Toledo. And yeah,
Dude, that's awesome. What was his degree in? Do you know?
It does not say.
Yeah, either way, you got it. Education is important for sure.
Absolutely. Also, I feel like he looking quite fresh in that graduation gown, cap and gown.
That's what's up.
Another one, really quick. First bat ever has been removed from the U.S. endangered species list, and it's called the lesser long-nosed bat. It has a very, very big name that I cannot pronounce. It's like 15 letters on both sides, so I was just like, let's just call it the long-nosed bat. And yeah, it's the first bat ever to be taken off the endangered species list. So shout out to that.
Absolutely, man.
How many swords do you have left, Tim?
I have three, so I'll go ahead and knock out two real quick. I have an engineering student from, this is the school I could told you I don't know how to pronounce, but I think it's Laternia University. It's in Florida. But this engineering student made a device that helps a little girl with only one hand play the violin. It's super dope, man. It basically holds the, what is it called? The string?
The handle? This is not good.
The bow. It's called the bow, right? I know, we're terrible. Oh, man, that was terrible. But basically, this little girl received an email from a Florida violin instructor asking if they could 3D print a device that helps the little girl play the violin. And the student was basically like, yeah, I think I can do that. And basically, his name is Miles. Him and his professor, Dr. Kosaki, tested 15 different prototypes before they settled on the perfect design. And long story short, they made the device that would be perfect. They painted it her favorite color pink, and they did it all free of charge. Elizabeth Rose said the device changed her daughter's life. It made her more independent, and she wasn't needing anybody to help her, and it was pretty incredible to witness. I thought it was super awesome, and I wanted to share that story because technology is just wild in today's day and age.
So it took them how long to make?
Oof, I'm not too sure how long it took them to make it. I know they tested out 15 different prototypes, though, for sure. I'm sure it took them well over a month.
Probably longer than that, and they didn't charge.
Yeah.
That's incredible, Tim. I like that.
Absolutely. I have two more. Let me go ahead and just knock these out because one of them is a follow-up. So we talked about the 29-year-old hero who disarmed a gunman in a Nashville area Waffle House, right?
Yes,
so
sir.
Check this out. He raised over $229,000 for the victims he could not save.
I saw this story and forgot to talk about it. Yes, that is awesome.
Absolutely, man. He basically created a GoFundMe page with a goal of just raising $15,000. And as of Tuesday morning, he raised over $229,000. He basically said the only response he can have is just by saying thank you. And this was completely for the families that he could not save.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Did you ever watch the interview he did on Ellen?
Ellen. What is that?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh no. I do know.
I was like,
that
JP,
is,
man. Everybody listening is like, yo. Yeah, no, he did an interview with her and he like broke down crying on it, talking about how, you know, he just thought about the people he couldn't save because, you know, at first he was like, you know, I don't see myself as a hero. I was just trying to survive. But, you know, after putting some thought into it, he broke down in it. And the fact that he was able to raise, you know, $229,000 for their families just shows what type of man he is. And I just thought it was super, super awesome to talk about.
You know, if we had, you know, more sponsorships and more money, we should make a video talking about, like, the real Avengers. And we have the 4-year-old Michael. We could have this guy on. We could all bring him together.
Dude, that would be dope, man. You know who else we could have on it?
Who?
This dude named Uber Rob.
You set me up nice, Tim.
Dude, saw this, man. What's your last story? I have one more. And Uber Rob is that the story you have?
Nah.
Oh, man, dude. This Canadian man has been transporting people affected by floodwaters in southern New Brunswick to safety free of charge. This man has a sign out that he put on some plywood and a big whiteboard, and it says Uber Rob ferry services from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Emergency call, and he has his phone number on there. and it said it's only 5 minutes away. So basically, Rob DeCaney, a.k.a. Uber Rob, has been ferrying 7 passengers at a time to Darling Island, a St. John area island where the only access road has been submerged by the floodwaters. So basically, he put up a sign and said, you know what, if it's an emergency, call me. I'll stop what I'm doing and I'll make it over here. And he also refuses to accept any form of payment. He feels like that there's a lot of people out there that need help, and I'm just trying to be a good Samaritan and do my part. I thought it was super awesome and something I had to share in the Positive Truth, just because, you know, whenever disaster happens, I really, really love how the community just kind of comes together and helps each other out.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Also, that's a lot of time to be ready for disaster relief. That's like 10 hours out of the day.
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous.
Like, that man's got a 1 lunch break and then he's back at it.
Exactly.
Shout out to Uber Rob. We're all trying to be an Uber Rob today.
Exactly.
My last positive news story is about an actor. His name is can't pronounce his last name. G-E-O-N-G. Jeong. He was in movies such as... Oh, man, I just took down his IMDb. I think he was in a comedy movie. Yes, he was in Hangover. You know what I'm talking about, Tim?
I remember 3-4 different guys from the Hangover.
Yeah, there usually are more than one actor in a movie, JP. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, though.
He's exactly. The...
Is he the one with the glasses?
No, he didn't have glasses. He is... He's Asian. I don't know how else to put it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he went to like Duke University or something.
Yeah, apparently this man was a doctor before he was an actor. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Did you know he was giving a comedy show and he saved a woman's life last week?
No, what?
Yes.
Please talk about this.
So they call him Dr. Ken, and he was performing at a comedy club, Stand Up Live in Phoenix. When it became clear someone in the audience needed help, he basically started having a seizure in the third row. And says the Hangover star thought that he was being heckled, but quickly realized the situation was far more serious. Jumped in and basically did all the paramedic doctor stuff that we have no idea about, that ended up saving her life.
Dude, that's dope.
You want to hear an even crazier story? He was a licensed doctor, and the only reason he became an actor is because his dying wife told him that's all she wanted for him, as she knew that was his huge passion in life. So after she died, he was like, all right, I'll give it a chance. And so now, because she inspired him to like go after it, he's actually an actor and not a doctor anymore. He does comedy. He says he's happier. He's super happy now.
Dude, that's awesome. I didn't know that part. He's actually a pretty good actor. He's been in a few TV shows and stuff, like Parks and Recreation. He's been in a few movies. I think he's pretty funny.
I would know.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But he seems like a decent guy from this.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. The fact that he was able to do that. Man, that's crazy. That's a wild story there.
So, yeah. We're out of positive news stories until Friday when we return. And yeah, if you want to support the Positive Truth, like, share, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, subscribe to the YouTube channel, all that fun stuff, everything is in the description. Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, I do. Go into the world and do well. More importantly, go into the world and do good. I don't know who said it, but I liked it.
Be like Uber Rob.
Yay.
All right, till Friday, we're out.
Stay positive.